Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Search is underway in Pomona, California for a man who police say kissed and licked a female student's toes at California State Polytechnic University. According to campus police, the man approached a student in front of the men's gym around 3 Saturday and asked if he could take photos of her bare feet.
That happens a lot.
What, may I take some photos of your bare feet?
Yes. Done a lot of foot topics in my day.
Yeah.
And for some reason, guys are really into feet, and it happens where guys are not afraid to ask if they can take pictures.
Well, you're a foot guy, right?
No, I'm not a foot guy. Good Lord, I'm not a foot guy. I think girls look really sexy in high heels, wedges, anything like that. It's nice when they show a little peep toe.
I know yesterday you commented in Kayla. You said, Kayla, I can see your toes.
Oh, well.
Kayla, are you showing some toe today?
No toe today. Closed toed, I'm sorry.
Oh, God, it's a no-toe Thursday.
Give Seth a little toe.
I'll give Seth toe tomorrow, for sure.
Little toe.
Let's not announce on the radio you're going to give me toe.
Phoebe's. Just a little toe, just today for a tease.
Look, I like high heels. I don't think that's strange at all.
No, liking high heels isn't strange.
But I'm not going up and licking.
Oh, look at the toe.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Look at those seductive toes.
Damn. I'm not licking stranger toes on the weekend.
He's a friend.
When he asked if he could take photos of her bare feet, he kissed and licked her toes while recording it on his smartphone.
That's the move.
The suspect is described, I'm not sure this is pertinent, but as an Asian male in his early 20s, approximately 5'6", with a light complexion and short black hair.
Do you have any toe pictures on your phone right now?
Honestly, I have zero.
No feet pictures at all?
No feet pictures.
Okay. Surprising.
I'm very open that I think women look good in high heels. I love the high socks that women can wear to look sexy from time to time, but I'm never, oh, you've got the best toes ever.
Who's wearing high socks with, like, high heels in it?
No. I mean, like, leg warmers and high socks. Sometimes Phoebe will throw those on for me.
Just leg warmers?
I'm into the leg warmer game, Kayla.
No.
When you get older, you're going to get weird, too.
Leg warmers?
Yeah.
With like, sneakers?
No, with nothing. Just sexy leg warmers or high socks.
You kiss your wife's feet?
No. I mean, I have.
Right, but you don't make it a regular mainstay of your diet.
I've probably done it. You can count on one hand how many times I've done it. Actually, probably a lot of hands how many times I've done it. Probably all of your hands.
So that's a yes.
So you see a very attractive woman walking down the street.
I don't look at the toes.
You don't?
I if she's wearing high heels, I go, man, sexy. But I'm never looking at the toes.
Is it weird, though, that every single time you make a comment when I wear open-toed shoes?
Half of the time it's to be funny, but I do prefer if a woman's going to wear high heels. I think they look better when there's a little peep toe. Thank you.
I do. I agree. There are, like, high heels are sexy, but when you can combine a high heel with, like, a sandal-type open toe showing the foot situation.
Right, because when they're not showing the toe, the heel is front is really, really pointy.
Right.
And it looks like you're wearing witch shoes. Yeah.
Witches are not sexy.
I don't like toe, though. I like the high heels because it makes the
legs and the butt and everything.
The legs and the butt gives it, like, the lift and the nice figure.
But when you combine the two, you get the best of both worlds. You get the lift of the heel, and then you get the wide open toes, and there's something really sexy about that.
I'm a no-toe guy. I mean, I respect your opinion, but, you know, it's just not for me.
Step up your toe game, Gio.
I can't get into it.
I'm not sucking on any toes, just so you know. That's a weird thing to do.
Just a little kiss and lick?
I don't know my process.
When you lick, do you go between the toes or you just go, like, around?
Now, what about boots? Where are you on boots?
Sexy.
So sexy.
Yes.
Like, with a skirt and a pair of boots.
I don't care what you're wearing with that, as long as you have the boots on.
How high of a boot?
Oh, how high of the boot or how am I?
No, I mean, how high of a boot are we talking that's sexy?
Very high.
Here's what I can go with. There's these things called the booties, which I'm sure you know about, where it's a little boot that probably goes up to your ankle, and then you can have the boots that go all the way up to your knees. It doesn't matter to me.
What about thigh-high boots?
Perfect. Oh, so hot. With, like, a short skirt?
Yeah. I like thigh-high boots with, like, leather pants underneath. I think that's really, really hot. I have a pair of thigh-high boots that go here, and then I always wear my leather pants underneath because it makes my butt look really, really good because they have a really high heel.
When I think boots, right away I think of one of the greatest quotes of all time. I won't say who said the quote, but it was, "Let's make this dirty. Hey, Kayla, lick my boots."
That was a very famous media personality in the Tampa Bay area.
I don't want to say who, but that's one of my all-time favorite quotes in life.
And she looked good in those boots.
"Let's make this dirty. Hey, Kayla, lick my boots."
Go ahead.
Do you think we can get any women to call up who have had their feet molested by strangers?
Well, there is that dude in Ybor City who tries to lick and sniff women's feet. I don't know if they ever caught him. No, you've heard about the foot guy there?
I remember that, yeah.
Ladies, if you have ever had your feet assaulted, 727-579-1025. I'm not the tallest guy in the world, but for some reason, I don't mind if a woman who maybe is almost as tall as I am is wearing a pair of boots and that makes her even taller.
Yeah, who cares?
Right. Like, it doesn't threaten me at all because, man, when you get a nice pair of legs and a friggin' nice ass. Sorry, I'm getting out of control.
Yeah, really.
I almost said the F word. I really came close. I had to really stop myself there.
Slow down, take a deep breath.
You're right. I'm just thinking, I got a mental image in my head right now of like a short skirt and a pair of boots.
If there's any bros out there who want to join this conversation, please don't, because it's weird enough with us going over our toes and our high heel preference. So,
do you lick between the toes? I want to know. I'm turning to you for my toe knowledge.
No, here's what you do, Gio. I'll tell you.
Thank you.
You sometimes you can like kiss like
speak
the
slow,
top.
Slow down. Sometimes. Easy. Okay.
The cow had TV cameras on the way. I'm trying to show Gio. I don't kiss the toes. Oh,
okay.
You kind of kiss the top part, the arch of the foot on the top.
Oh.
You know?
So you avoid the toe altogether.
Like, let's say the girl's wearing high heels and there's, you know, some spots there. You could kiss those spots.
See, I would think you would start the arch of the foot, the top, and then kind of work your way down nice and slow. And then right between the toes.
No, there's no toe action.
Just plunge right between.
You can plunge between the toes, but I'm not a toe plunger.
727-579-1025. You mentioned the Ybor City shoe licker, and all of a sudden, boom. Mark, what's up? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Shoe licker.
Hey, Drew. What's going on, man? Good to hear you.
Thanks. Nice to hear from you, too.
So the guy in Ybor City, you know, I go to the amphitheater up there, and there's a guy in the parking garage, and he's there, I think, nearly every time I've been up there. And I don't go that often, but, you know, a few times. Mm-hmm. And he just sits in the guy's bathroom and asks dudes to lick their feet.
Just like what? Hey, can I lick your feet?
Yeah, I let him do it once. Like, the first time, I was like, I was kind of weirded out, but I was like, you know what? This guy seems like, yeah, he's pretty desperate. So I kind of just picked my shoe up, and he got down there, and he licked the bottom of my foot.
How did it feel?
I didn't, you know, I had a shoe on. It just kind of was weird. Weirded me out pretty hard.
I've heard this happen.
A couple other times, I was like, I don't know. Nah, just leave me alone, dude.
So you just let him lick your foot?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Nah, I'm not doing that anymore. That was a one-time kind of deal for me.
All right. Well, you know, at least you tried it. Now you know that you're not into having the bottom of your shoe licked.
Yeah, that's not. That's for other people.
Sure. You never know until you try.
When you're in Ybor and it's dark and someone wants to lick your shoe, let them lick your shoe.
Yeah. Defying a shoe licker is not the way to go. Riley, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew. How are you?
Very well, Riley. Yourself?
I'm good. Long-time listener, first-time caller, LOD.
Certainly nice to hear from you. Thank you.
I am calling because I am a former exotic dancer, if you will.
I certainly will, and Seth will put his pants back on right now, please.
I will not.
Anyhow, I had a gentleman who would come in at the end of every week, every Friday. I actually dance in cowboy boots every day, all day.
That's hot.
And none of the other girls were allowed to dance in boots because that was my thing. Anyhow, this gentleman came in, and he bought my socks every Friday. I got a couple $100 a pair, and he did this. I worked there for 2 years, and every Friday he came in and bought my socks.
Bought your socks?
Bought my socks.
Did he make you do anything? Like, did he want you to sweat in them first, or you just...
Well, he liked the fact that I danced. My shift was a seven-hour shift. He liked the fact that I danced in socks for seven hours. And he wanted those. I'm a runner, too, and he wanted my running socks. Those, that, you know, can get pretty expensive. So I wouldn't let him have those.
Of course not.
You know, he would just replenish the stock by, you know, a couple $100 a pair.
Oh, he'd replenish them all right. Did you ever think about what he might be doing as soon as he gets out to his car with your sock?
I would rather not.
I'm thinking Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But there were weirder things that happened than that. But you guys were talking about feet, and I had to chime in and say something about that.
What did you get out of stripping to do, if I may get all up in your business?
What did I do it for, you mean?
No, like when you left stripping, you left it to do what for a living?
I left it to be an esthetician.
Oh, all right. Skincare and stuff?
Yeah.
Will you wax my butt?
I sure will.
She sounds very excited about that.
Can you do the trick where you climb to the top of the pole and then hang upside down and slide down the pole real slow?
I can do a lot of tricks. Yeah.
Like, can you exfoliate my pores?
I haven't done them for a couple of years.
It's my favorite move.
Maybe we have you into the show to exfoliate my pores, wax my butt, and see how your pole dancing skills still are.
Yeah, absolutely, all at the same time.
That's what I was kind of thinking. All right, hold on one second. We're going to hook you up with Kayla. There you go.
Exfoliate your pores? Is that good content?
I was kidding about that part, but the waxing I was serious about, especially the pole dancing.
Another waxing has to happen in the studio?
I didn't quite get waxed all the way last time. I lost my faith in Mimi.
That was a tough day.
Very rough day for you, especially.
For me, I felt trapped in a corner like a caged animal.
Not for me. I've seen Drew naked many times.
Melissa, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Nice butt.
Hello. How are you guys doing? First off, let me say I love the show. But I heard this and I had to call in. I actually was dating a guy and he had said to me in the beginning that he kind of had some weird fetishes. And after a couple dates, he told me he had a foot fetish, and he actually used to want me to put heels on and to walk on top of him while I was wearing heels. Like, he would be, like, flat down, like, butt up, and I would walk on top of him.
And would he...
Did he enjoy that?
Did he enjoy that to the most degree that a guy can enjoy something?
It got him aroused.
Okay, and then...
It would get him going. That would be, like, his foreplay.
Okay. So walk on him for some foreplay, and then he flips over, and we can do the math there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was weird.
You know, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, I know guys are into that, because when I watched The Cat House on HBO, there was a guy that would go in there just to pay all of the girls to walk on him in high heels.
The reason we're talking about this is because in Pomona, California, a search is underway for a man who police say kissed and licked a female student's toes at Cal State Polytechnical University.
Kayla, if a guy wanted to buy your used socks for $50, would you sling them to him?
Absolutely.
Okay. 25.
Sure.
What about panties?
No.
No panties?
We've already been over this conversation before. I wouldn't give my panties to the guy I'm seeing, let alone sell them to somebody.
Or we tried to auction them off at the live broadcast.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
So gross.
Panties.
We've said panties too much on the air this week.
Yeah, let's say no more panty talk, all right?
All right, good.
The only Asian massage I've ever received, it was a petite Asian lady, if that's not redundant, and she walked on my back. She had these things where there were like these rails on the ceiling, and she held onto them, and she walked on my back.
Did you ask her to do that, or she just did it?
No, she just did it.
Well, Kayla lays down sometimes. You walk on her back.
Yeah, I do.
It feels incredible.
Thank you. I'll do it anytime.
We can do it soon, actually.
Done and done.
Today.
All right. You'll be my treadmill. But she just goes, like, I think she might have asked permission or said something. She's like, oh, do I have a walkout back? I was like, what? She's like, oh, do I have you have a walkout back? Okay, great. Well, I'll have some spring vegetables later. No, I want to walk back. Okay, sure. Go ahead. So she grabs onto the rails and she's like walking on my back. And at first I was like, oh, God. Ah. But then I was like, oh, God. Ah.
Feel good?
Amazing.
I want to have my back walked on.
Well, after I'm done with Kayla, you can be my treadmill. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Shalom, my friends. Are you still listening? Good. It's the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Kisses, bae.
How excited are you right now?
I'm pretty excited.
Our first interview with a cast member of Breaking Bad, Betsy Brandt plays Marie. Thank you very much for joining us on the phone. Betsy, how are you today? Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. I heard you guys there's a bunch of big Breaking Bad fans that work on your show, and I wish I was there in person to meet you all.
Oh, my God. We love you.
Guilty as charged. We are huge fans, Betsy.
Oh, I love you guys. That's great. You have very good taste in television.
Here, and I'll prove that I'm such a big fan. They aren't rocks, Marie. They're minerals.
I get that a lot.
Is that the most quoted line that people, that the Breaking Bad super fans like us come up to you and say, Betsy?
That, I think now it's probably going to be, shut up. I think I'm going to get that too.
Oh, boy. I mean, not to go too into the show for the people who are watching, but how freaking crazy is Skylar getting this season?
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be tough being her sister.
See, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. This season, the first 8 episodes, but the final season, the last 8, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'm scared but excited to see what they do.
I bet. We're speaking with Betsy Brandt. She is Marie on Breaking Bad Sundays on AMC.
Betsy, did you know this show had the potential to be one of the greatest shows in TV history when you first read the script?
When I read the pilot, the first time I read the pilot, I said to my husband, I said, this is the best pilot that I have ever read. I mean, every part of it, from the stage directions to just everything, I thought was so great. And then when I saw the pilot, I thought, God, this could be big. And AMC was really behind it right from the beginning, so I thought it had a chance. Because I think some shows that could be really big hits, they just don't get a chance to, you know, work out their kinks in the beginning or anything like that. And AMC really believed in the show.
Now, have you felt the momentum build, Betsy, like from the first season when there were some people into it? Have you felt it like now in the 5th season, there's so many people who are into it? Can you feel that when you're like on the streets talking to people?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I still meet people, I mean, all the time that are just coming to it now. I'm like, oh, that's such a great way to watch it because now you can binge watch. And I think Breaking Bad is such a great show to, sit down and, like, watch an entire season.
No doubt about it.
Just have a marathon weekend and watch a bunch of them.
Oh, that's how I got into it with my wife was because of Netflix. I mean, we burned through 3 seasons in a weekend. And yes, you got me into the show.
Yeah, I want my credit.
You got me into the show in season 3. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate that. We're speaking with Betsy Brandt Marie on Breaking Bad.
Betsy, what's been the most challenging scene for you so far on Breaking Bad?
Probably the stuff when Hank was shot for me. In season 3. Oh, God, you've seen that far, right?
We're caught up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't want to spoil anything. Sorry, I don't want to spoil any pretty listeners.
No, we don't care about that.
I first saw it in season 3. I swear to God, I still, that episode 1 minute, which is a fantastic episode, I mean, my heart rate goes up when I watch it. It's just, and I know he's going to be okay. but it's tough for me to watch.
Please tell me, Betsy, that you have seen the clip of Aaron Paul, who plays Jesse Pinkman, on The Price is Right. You haven't?
No.
Oh, he was a contestant on The Price is Right about 6-7 years ago, and you've got to Google it because he was the absolute craziest contestant you've ever seen. He's jumping up and down, and he's like the biggest Bob Barker stalker you'll ever see. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. He is just, he just has such a great attitude. Aaron, he just enjoys everything that he does. We have a really good time at work.
Absolutely.
I wish I had a scene with him, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, that is weird that you've not had a scene with him.
It's not weird at all, actually.
No, they wouldn't intermingle.
In season 1, I told him, I said, you know, if I got busted for stealing and you got busted for all the crap that you do, any of the bit of the crap you do, then we could maybe, you know, pick up garbage together along the highway in Orange Beth.
Do a little community service together.
Yeah, we could do some community service, or I don't know what other community service we could do, but we could do some community service.
We're speaking with Betsy Brandt Marie on Breaking Bad Sundays on AMC.
All right, Betsy, besides Marie, who's your favorite character on Breaking Bad?
Oh, God, I have to say Hank, because Marie's just in love with him. And I adore Dean Norris.
Now, we've got some theories towards the end. We don't want to give anything away about the end of the show, but the gradual moral decline of one Walter White leads us to believe that the final episode is going to be some sort of a bloodbath, perhaps a showdown between your husband, Hank, and Walter White. You don't know what's going to happen to the very end, but do you kind of feel like we do, that it's headed for a Scarface-type ending with a say hello to my little friend moment?
I feel like when we go out, it's probably, you know, could be really big. I feel like there's some potential for that. I mean, are they seriously considering that Marie kills Walt with her bare hands and then decapitates him with a purple sparkly nail file? I'm sure they are. I'm sure. And that, we're going to shoot that real time. We're going to, like, very 127 hours, like, just me sawing for an hour at his neck with my emery board. But I don't know what's going to happen at the end. But, you know, Hank's getting back into work, and he's really good at his job. I mean, it's fun to see. He's a really smart cop, and Walt is really smart criminal, and he's become a really good criminal, too. So, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out.
And it's amazing.
Somebody's going to have to win.
Oh, it is. Someone will. And it's definitely the audience, because it's amazing to me how we've gone for Walt being such a protagonist and us feeling such sympathy for his plight with cancer. And now the tables have been turned and Vince Gilligan has done such a magnificent job of making us lose all sympathy and support for him. But at the same time, I can't feel sympathy for Skyler either. It's like there are no heroes on the show except for maybe you and Hank.
Oh, I love that. I know. I feel like we were always really good people.
Well, except for that whole kleptomaniac thing, you know.
Yes, but they're good people.
Awesome. Well, Betsy, thank you so much for your time. And again, congratulations on being part of such an incredible show that we look forward to watching every week.
Thank you for watching. Sunday nights is great. You'll have fun watching Sunday.
We definitely will. It's Sunday nights on AMC. It's Breaking Bad, the best television on television. Betsy Brandt, continued success to you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Bye, guys.
See you later. Oh, man, that was awesome.
It was.
Oh, so cool. Speaking to her, my heart was racing the whole time.
Danielle, what'd you think? You don't even watch Breaking Bad.
I thought that was awesome, and I do watch Breaking Bad. I just am not all caught up.
That's okay. I'm not trying to get you to go all into it. I just want to know what you thought about it. Did we you know, geek out pretty hard? Or?
You did. But I think that it was good. I don't think that it gave anything away too much for somebody who hasn't seen anything.
Right.
Sorry
to our friends if we gave any spoilers, by the way.
No. I thought she was really good.
Yeah. I was listening the whole time for her to give something away. Like when she said everybody wins, I was
like, she doesn't know. They broke the final season up into episodes of eight or into seasons of eight, and she hasn't read the script for the final eight yet.
Man, I want to find out so bad, but I don't want to find out. I wish I was just starting the show over again.